Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, the podcast where we keep you up to date on everything that goes down in hip hop music culture. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
All right, it's Monday. It's a brand new week. And would you say this week is bittersweet?
It is. It is a bittersweet week for sure.
Definitely a bittersweet week, man. It's a celebratory time, but still a little bit sad nonetheless, because I think we might as well just come out and tell the news, right?
I think it's time. We gotta let them know.
I think it's about that time. The countdown has officially begun. It is officially the last week of DX Daily, man. The last week of the podcast. 2 years of keeping everybody updated on everything that's going down. But we are officially saying goodbye to DX Daily.
I know. 2 years went by so fast. And when you do a podcast every day about hip hop news, it's a lot. We got a lot of episodes on here, and for it to be the last week, we got to go out with a bang, I guess.
We got to, man. We got to celebrate all this time. Almost 500 episodes of doing this, man, and it's been such a blast, and we're going to go out strong. We're going to end this week super duper strong. We're going to keep you up to date, of course, as we have been doing on everything that's happening. So yeah, we had to let the people know what's going down so that they can cherish this last week of DX Daily. So yeah, I think it's going to be a great week.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to make it a good one, for sure.
All right. Well, over the weekend, you know, some things went down. Her loss had everybody talking, but now Lil Yachty has come to Drake's defense after he got put under fire for making a bar about Megan Thee Stallion on his new album with 21 Savage. And speaking of her loss, the first week sales projections have come out, so we'll get into that as well. And in more unfortunate news, we have to report two more deaths in the hip-hop industry this week. Hurricane G and Tame One. We want to say rest in peace to them, and we'll get into that as well. All right, let's go ahead and just dive straight in. So Drake and 21 Savage have had the people talking all weekend long. Drake especially, with all of these bars and shots that he's been taking at everybody on the album. The main one that people were talking about, though, is, of course, the Meg Thee Stallion bar. And we covered that on Friday. But now Lil Yachty has come out, and he's come to Drake's defense about the bar. This chick lied about getting shot, but she's still a stallion.
Right. So Lil Yachty went on Instagram Live on Friday night, and he actually addressed the line, of course. And he said, I'm going to clear this line up because I know Drake's not going to do it. And he just basically said it had nothing to do with Megan. It's just about women lying about their butt being real when it's not. And like stallion, as in she's still fine, like a stallion. That was it. And people were like, why was Yachty mentioning it? Yachty had a lot of say so in this album. Like, he picked the album cover. His ad-libs were on a couple of the songs. And Drake and Yachty are like friends, like good friends and things like that. So people were also like, well, maybe did Yachty write that song, so that's why he's clearing up his own lyric and things like that. But yeah, from Yachty's standpoint, he said it's not about Megan.
Tell Lil Yachty I have a tower in Paris to sell him. Because you got to be not that bright to see that that's a double entendre, that that is in reference to that. Had this Megan Thee Stallion shooting situation never happened, that bar wouldn't have even had room to exist. It wouldn't even be a clever bar if it wasn't for the Meg Thee Stallion thing. So, like, come on, save it. You guys are better off saying nothing and not addressing it than to play with people's intelligence. Like, come on now. Now, I don't know if Lil Yachty just really, just genuinely believes that, or if he's just trying to, you know, get Drake out of the hot water and just be a friend. Like, I can't tell with Lil Yachty. Like, do you genuinely believe that it wasn't about Megan Thee Stallion, or are you just, you know, trying to cover it up, trying to clean up things for Drake, since he came off not looking too good by saying that? I wonder which one of those it really is.
Yeah, I wonder that too. And who knows which one it will be. Maybe Drake will say something this week. Maybe he won't. Maybe they'll talk more about it. Who knows at this point?
And then on top of that, it's like he was taking shots at a bunch of other people as well. So you can't even like try to pass it off as like, oh, no malice intended. No, there was plenty of malice on the album. Plenty of shots taken at multiple different people, from Kanye West to allegedly Ice Spice, even though, you know, that she attend trying to rap is better on mute. Like that could apply to actually a whole bunch of women in rap if Drake wanted to take it that way. But I mean, just all of these various different shots that were sent. So it's not like, oh, this was just a nice positive album and people are taking this the wrong way. Nah, we're taking it that way because that's the way it came off. But yeah, I get Lil Yachty trying to defend his friend, but I think this didn't make it any better.
Yeah, especially the valid point of Drake sending a lot of shots on this album already. So it's kind of like, you're really going to tell me this couldn't have been about Megan either? He taking shots at a bunch of people on this whole album. Yeah, it's kind of like, I get you trying to do damage control, but I don't know. It's like you said, double entendre.
Right. And furthermore, he went on to say things about, oh, she graduated, she didn't learn enough. Again, general enough to where it could apply to anybody. But when you put all those things together, it's sounding real Meg Thee Stallion-ish. And and this friendship between Lil Yachty and Drake is quite the pairing to me anyway. It's just like, I feel like Drake has so many other contemporaries that he could, you know, choose from in that realm, but chooses Lil Yachty. Not to say that, you know, people can't make unlikely friends. You can be friends with anybody, but that's just interesting to me that you don't really see Drake hanging tough with that many of his peers, rap-wise, music-wise, business-wise, life-wise. I mean, business, that's kind of hard to tell because you don't know who's in what business that's around him. But, like, just rap peers, as far as rap peers go, like, the Lil Yachty Drake thing is just interesting to me overall.
Yeah, it's interesting to me, too. It's a, I wouldn't say an odd friendship or odd pairing, but I wouldn't have thought that, like, those two would be so close, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely an interesting one. But keeping it on Drake and 21 Savage for a moment, the Her Loss album sales projections have come out. And as expected, this album is going to do, or projected to do, really, really well sales wise.
Yes. So according to Hits Daily Double, they have projected on Saturday that this album is going to reach the number one spot on the U.S. albums chart upon selling between 335 and 350,000 units in the first week amid 425, 450 million on demand streams. It also says, additionally, upon release, the Her Loss album commanded the entire top 16 at Apple Music's Top Songs chart, and it broke the record for the largest single day streams total for a collaboration album in Spotify history with over 97 million streams.
Yeah, that's huge for a collab album, for sure. Yeah, I am not surprised by these numbers. Drake and 21 are going to be competing with Taylor Swift for the top spot this week coming up. So we'll see how that goes. Those two things are going to be neck and neck. And you know how those numbers that Taylor does. So it is going to be interesting to see who comes out on top with that. But despite my gripes about the album, I am rooting for, you know, a hip hop album versus any other genre to top the chart. So, yeah, hopefully they do secure that spot. And Drake will add yet another major accomplishment to his list. That would be his 8th consecutive number one debut and his 2nd one this year alone. So, hey, you can't deny the success.
Yeah, you really can't. So we'll see if Drake actually makes that accomplishment. I'm sure he will, but it'd be interesting to be like, oh, he really got this. So,
yeah. And this will be his 13th overall number one appearance on the Billboard 200 albums chart, if he does. So, yeah, this is definitely nothing we've ever seen before, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lastly, let's talk about some more unfortunate news. It feels like every week we got to come in with this, man, with this RIP talk. And I just hate that it's happening so often these days. But we did lose another one, Tame One. One of the founding members of New Jersey-based hip-hop collective Artifacts has passed away at the age of 52. And they haven't said what the cause of death is yet, but like 52, that's still young, man. Like these, why is no one getting to see old age? Like this is just so crazy to me in the realm of hip-hop. Like these ages that we're seeing, people going in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, like, can anybody make it to 70, 80? Like, I feel like Cicely Tyson. That's the only person I can think of off the top of my head. Cicely Tyson, Morgan Freeman still kicking. That's an acting, but like, I like, does anybody, do they get to see the old age, man? I just want us to get a few that just make it up there to those 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, 52 is definitely a young age. And, you know, all the passing that's been going on this whole year and everybody that has passed has been in their younger ages, like 25, 28, 30, 40, 50. Like, it is kind of sad. Like, yeah, I wish they, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say why can't people grow old, but because I don't know what health issues people may have had or like what situation they were in. But it's just like, it sucks when it is like such a young age and you just want them to grow old. So.
Right. Yeah, and his passing was confirmed by Rod Digga, actually. And she said, I usually don't race to the internet to post news like this when I'm in the middle of feeling it, but we're going to give this Jersey legend his mother flowers. Hold your head at El DeSensei. Hashtag RIP Tame One. Hashtag Artifacts. Hashtag Legends Never Die. Hashtag Brick City. Hashtag Jersey-ish. Hashtag You Had to Be Outside. Mm. You know, man. Especially with this being a loss for Jersey, it's just sad altogether. So rest in peace. Condolences to the family. I feel like I sound like a broken record when I'm saying these things, but it's kind of all you can do in this moment. So yeah, just rest in peace.
Yeah, for sure. We do say it a lot on this podcast for sure. But yeah, rest in peace. And another rapper passed away as well. Hurricane G. She was born Gloria Rodriguez in Brooklyn, New York. Who was also once now with Def Squad, she has passed away too. And there are no details on the cause of her death at the press time either. But various members of the hip hop community have confirmed her death on social media too. So again, that is sad as well.
Yeah, rest in peace. Hate to have to report on these stories. Hate that they're happening so often, but just hopefully it just gives everyone the chance and the opportunity and the moment to sit back and reflect on life and to be appreciative for life, to be appreciative for the things you have and the opportunity to see another day, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to cap it off there today. The countdown is officially on. Four more episodes of DX Daily left. We are going to celebrate. We're going to have fun. We're going to hopefully get to thank everybody that has supported us. Thank everybody that's listened to DX Daily. Shared the podcast, told someone about the podcast. Like, we're going to go through all of that this week. And we're going to show all the love and of course, do what we've been doing these past couple of years and keep coming back to you with more daily news.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, you know, hit us up on our social medias. And also, you can leave a review on this podcast so we can see what you think, what you say, what you have feelings about the podcast, and then what you like the most from the podcast. Leave us a review so we can see it and actually like see what y'all say.
Right, exactly. We want to hear back from you, and make sure you follow us as well. Stay connected. This is definitely not the last you will see of us. You know, we're still on the DX team. You can still check us out on YouTube at Hip Hop DX.
And also be sure to follow us on all of our socials. That's our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok, which is Hip Hop BX.
Yep, you can follow our socials as well. I am at Asia Sky on everything. That's A-S-H-I-A, Asia, S-K-Y-E, Sky.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
Definitely make sure you stay connected. We will be back at you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.